Cecil, do you like the newsreel, do you?
Yes.
I do, too.
That's fine. Watch the picture.
Cecil, listen. Lean over here.
What do you want?
I want to whisper something to you.
Oh, all right. What is it?
Don't look around, but there are two ladies sitting in back of us and... No, oh, I told you not to look around.
Well, what about it?
Nothing except I can hear them talking.
Well, don't listen to them.
But I want to.
I don't see what people come and pay good money to see a show for and then sit there and talk.
Cecil, they're talking about somebody else's husband.
Oh, let them. It's their business. Now, don't bother me.
They ought not to talk in a movie, should they?
No, and neither should you.
But I'm not saying a word, Cecil. I'm just listening to them.
Oh, I wish they'd keep quiet.
Isn't it awful? Just listen to them. Nobody else can enjoy the picture.
Well, don't make it worse.
Do they make you mad, Cecil?
Oh, a little.
Shall I turn around and tell them to keep quiet?
No, it's none of your business.
But they're spoiling the picture for you. You can't enjoy it if they talk out loud.
I won't listen to them. Now keep still.
They have no right to spoil a picture for anyone else.
I know it. Let it go.
You paid your money to get in here just the same as they did. You have just as much right as they
have.
Oh,
Sally, keep still.
Cecil, something ought to be done about those two women in back of us. Listen, they're not paying any attention to the picture.
I know that, too.
Oh, isn't it awful the way some people act when they come to see a movie?
It's terrible.
Cecil, do you want to move up closer where we won't be disturbed?
No, let's stay here. Picture will be over in a minute. Then we can go.
Goodness, they bother me, Cecil, talking all the time. I can't enjoy the picture either. Oh, my.
We've seen nearly all the show anyhow.
Cecil, I'm going to turn around and tell them to keep still.
No, you're not either.
Why not?
Because I don't want you to.
Maybe they'll stop if I turn around and give them a dirty look, huh?
You look at the picture and forget them.
Oh, goodness. Cecil, lean over here.
Oh, what do you want now?
The man next to me has been eating garlic.
What do you expect me to do about it?
Well, you might change seats with me.
I might, but I don't think I will.
Goodness, that's terrible.
Sally, stop holding your nose. He'll see you.
Well, I don't like garlic.
Well, breathe through your mouth.
I'll catch germs.
Oh, never mind. Keep still.
Oh, Cecil, I wish these women in back of us would stop jabbering. I can't hear myself think.
You don't have to hear yourself think. Do it silently.
Can't I turn around and give them a dirty look? Then they'll keep still.
What good will that do?
Well, they'll know that they're annoying people by talking all the time.
You won't make any impression.
Goodness, just listen to them laugh. Cecil, I can't stand this.
Why can't you?
It's getting on my nerves.
Oh, don't let them get your goat, Sally.
Some people haven't any consideration of other people.
Watch the movie and forget about them.
Cecil, please let me turn around and glare at them.
No. We'll beat it in a minute. Keep still.
Cecil, this can't go on.
Oh, Sally, stop fidgeting around.
Cecil, I'm going to turn around and give them a dirty look.
Oh, all right then, all right. Go ahead.
There, now.
What'd you do?
I turned my head and looked right at them.
Feel better?
Yes, a whole lot.
Did they stop?
Yes. I fixed them.
No, you didn't. There they go again.
Oh, goodness. I should think they'd know they're disturbing us.
You should talk. You were making more noise than they are a few minutes ago.
That's right. Stick up for them. Perfect strangers, too.
Well, you were, and you know it.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right. You know that.
I know you're making more noise right now than they are.
I can't enjoy the movie and listen to them talk at the same time.
Well, make a choice and stick to it, then.
Well, I want to listen to the talkie.
Which one? On the screen or in back of us?
On the screen.
Well, do it, then.
Cecil, I'm going to turn around and give them another stare.
Oh, I don't care what you do.
There.
What'd you do?
I guess that'll fix them.
It didn't seem to.
Well, I'm going to tell them to keep quiet in a minute.
No, you're not. You're not going to start any fight.
Well, I'm beginning to get mad.
Don't bother. It's too much work.
Cecil, we have a right to enjoy this picture.
Why not try it, then?
I'm going to give them one more dirty look.
You're going to get a crink in your neck in a minute.
There. Now, that ought to hold them. I turned around and just looked at them for a full minute, just like this. Look, Cecil.
Don't bother me. I'm watching the picture.
Well, look, Cecil, I want to show you how I looked at them.
Oh, you're a pest. All right.
Well, I looked at them like this. See?
Yeah. That should hold them. But it didn't. They're snickering at you now.
Cecil, call the usher and have her make them keep quiet.
No. Picture is nearly over.
Well, I'm going to do something in about a minute.
You're not either. Now, don't turn around again, Sally. It doesn't do any good.
They're talking louder now on purpose.
You should have left well enough alone.
Oh, they're so smart. Cecil, please tell the usher to make them keep quiet.
I will not. Now forget about it.
Cecil.
Oh, what do you want?
Lean over here. I want to whisper.
Ye gods. What did we come to the show for? Like, what is it?
Cecil, will you turn around and give the people in back of us a dirty look?
Why me? Yours didn't work.
Well, she has stuck her shoe in the back of my seat. She's pressing against the back.
Oh, Sally, don't let them bother you.
Oh, they don't bother me. Goodness, I should let them spoil a show for me.
That's fine. Just ignore it.
But just the same, I don't like to let them get away with it. Other people might not like it.
You let the other people fight their own battles.
No, Cecil, do you think there'd be any use in giving them another dirty look?
Not a bit. Don't strain your neck again.
Well, I'm going to say something to them. Shall I?
No.
What shall I say?
Nothing.
Shall I say, pardon me, but would you mind keeping quiet and letting us enjoy the picture?
You keep still. That's what you're going to do.
Oh, no, I don't think I'll say pardon me. I don't want to be too polite.
You're not going to say anything to them.
I am, too. This has gone far enough.
It sure has. Now, you keep still yourself.
Cecil, I'm sorry, but I...
Sally, now, don't you do it. Sally...
Would you mind not talking so loud? You're making so much noise, we can't enjoy the picture.
Oh, is that so?
There now.
Oh, I ought to pop you over the head.
I guess that'll make them stop talking.
I told you not to say anything to them, didn't I?
Well, they needn't think they can ruin a picture for us and get away with it.
Did a lot of good, didn't it? Didn't even pay any attention to you.
Goodness, I'm so nervous. But I told them anyhow.
The next time I take you to a talkie, I'll leave you at home.
Well, I don't care. Oh, Cecil, they're still talking.
That's none of your business.
Maybe you don't understand English. Why don't you stay home if you want to talk? Other people like... Cecil, let go of my arm. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? What do you want to do? Get in a fight with those two women?
Well, I wanted to tell them a thing or two.
You don't know two things to tell. Now sit here.
Goodness, you don't have to get mad at me. I was just trying to keep them quiet so you could enjoy the show.
Yeah, like fun.
Well, I was, and that's all you appreciate it. Just when I...
All right.
What's the matter, Cecil? What are you getting up for?
The show is over. Come on, let's beat it. Get on out first.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Hold my coat for me.
Will you get out in the aisle to put it on?
There, thanks. Well, it was a good show, Cecil. I enjoyed it.
Oh, you did?
Yes. What was the name of it, Cecil? And who was in it? I just love to go to shows with you, Cecil. Honest, I do.